within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. Also, welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 6, Living with Illness. Your interest in the subject of living with illness indicates that you or some person close to you may be facing some serious illness, that you may be wondering why you or your loved one is suffering with the illness, and that you may want to know how to live with such a problem. As to why this problem is yours personally, the exact reason may not be easy to determine. Illnesses are caused by many factors: germs, conditions with which people are born, traumas such as broken bones, psychological mechanisms, sin, and so forth. Sometimes we human beings so live to bring some illness on ourselves. Sometimes no one knows the reason. They just happen. The concern now is not so much why the illness. Doctors can often discover the reason. But your immediate problem should be, what can I do now? The following suggestions may be helpful. First, follow as exactly as you can the doctor's orders. Secondly, search your heart in the light of the New Testament. Be sure you're a child of God as He instructs you to be. Why not listen to tape number 16 entitled, What Must I Do to Be Saved? Thirdly, pray for God's power and strength to help you bear the burden you feel. Fourthly, live one day at a time. Don't let yourself be ungrateful and grieve over the past or impatient and fret about the future. Fill every hour with gratitude to God for whatever degree of health you or your loved one has. Thank God for every improvement you see. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be surprised at how much you have to be thankful for. Fifthly, think about other people who are less fortunate than you are and do something each day for them. Call them, write them, make something for them. Sixthly, read your Bible daily and see how God has always cared for His children and planned for them to live with Him eternally in heaven after this short life filled with the trouble is over. In James chapter 4 and verse 14, the scriptures say, For what is your life? It's a vapor that appeareth for a little while and vanisheth away. Heaven, the eternal home God has for man, is really where we belong. And there no pain and sickness will ever be, as we read in Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. First heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them. And they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. In the beginning of this message, we posed two questions about human illness. One was in regard to how we may effectively face such a problem. We hope that this recording has been useful in helping you to find a solution. The second question had why God allowed it to happen to us. A discussion of this question is recorded on tape number 14, entitled, Why Does God Allow Adversity? You are also invited to call for tape 14 if you're concerned about this question. We surely thank you for this call.